I wrote on the board, it says give glory. Give glory to God. I thought about the the book of Pilgrim's Progress. There's a story in there about when Pilgrim went to the house of the interpreter. And he saw something there that amazed him. And he saw there a fire burning. And there was one throwing lots of water on this fire. And as he was throwing lots of water on the fire blazed higher and hotter. And he asked, he said, he was puzzled. He said, what means this? And the interpreter said, come around behind. And he went around behind, and there was one that was not seen to him that was putting oil on the fire. And it only blazed higher and hotter, Pilgrim's Progress says. And I want to talk to us a little bit tonight about letting the fire burn. Let the fire blaze in our lives higher and hotter. We know the world and the devil is throwing lots of water today. But that doesn't mean our fire has to burn low. It doesn't mean our zeal has to be small. It doesn't mean that our fervency has to be almost quenched. I believe the Lord wants our fire, folks, saints, to burn higher and hotter. The Lord, I believe, wants to have a mighty movement of the Spirit in our personal lives. And I know that comes from some things that I want to talk about a little bit tonight. In Revelations 11 and 13, and I earnestly desire the Lord to help us. I know if the Lord will anoint, He can speak to our hearts. It says, in the same hour there was a great earthquake, Revelations 11:13, and the tenth part of the city fell, and in the earthquake were slain of men 7,000, and the remnant were affrighted, and gave glory to the God of heaven. You know, I love this scripture. I looked up affrighted in Strong's, and it says, in fear. That is alarmed, afraid, tremble. That's what that word means. And it says here this great happening happened. And the remnant, it says, they were affrighted. They were in fear. They were afraid. And it says they gave glory to God. And I want us to think a little bit tonight about giving God glory in our lives. Do you know, saints, just because the enemy comes against us, you know, many of the things we read about in this book tonight were not in times that were easy or good, and they weren't in easy circumstances. The places that we see where God worked in people's lives were when people allowed God to work in their lives and they gave glory to the God of heaven. And so I want to challenge us tonight not to look at life and see the battles ahead of us. I don't see that. God wants to give us some things in our hearts that burns higher and hotter as the fire becomes more. And I want to look at a scripture here in Daniel 3 and 1 and 2. And we all know this story. I'm not going to spend a lot of time here. But Daniel 3, it says, Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold whose height was 70 cubits. If I have that right, I believe that's about 90 feet high. And the breadth thereof 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent to gather together the princes, the governors, and the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Then the princes, the governors, the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces were gathered together unto the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up, and they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. You know, it says that this image was of gold. I don't know if you've ever tried to visualize this image, but I have. It was 90 feet high. That's pretty high. And it was amazing to look upon. A gold work like that. And I think we all know the story, how that Nebuchadnezzar commanded all of these men to bow down. But you know, there were a few men that knew that there was a God in heaven, and they were not going to bow to this kind of thing. I want to encourage us tonight as we look through the Scriptures that in verse 5, let's look a little further and then we'll come back to that. That at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up. And you go on over. We know that the three Hebrew children refused to bow, and so they came before King Nebuchadnezzar and told him, there's some of the Hebrew children back here that aren't bowing to your image. And it says here in verse 16 that Nebuchadnezzar wanted to give them another chance. And so he brought them up and he said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Well, it says they answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand. But be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. You know, I believe these men had some things settled in their hearts. This wasn't just something that happened upon three people and they were haphazardly serving God. They had some things settled in their minds that they were going to give glory to God. They had it decided that they were living for God. Saints, I know we've heard in this meeting how that there are pressures and forces coming against us, and there are. And we all see them. And sometimes we're affrighted. Sometimes we're afraid of some of the tidings that we hear. But I want to encourage us tonight to not be careful to give your answer when our time comes to stand for the Lord. We all have fed, and how many times have we fed from the story of these men and the story of Daniel? Daniel was another one during this time, and we know that the king gave a proclamation that if any man asked anything except of the king, that he would be put in the den of lions. It seems to me that it would have been a wise thing to shut your window when you had prayer. Just seems like that would be smart, doesn't it? But Daniel had some things settled in his heart, and he knew what was going on, and he wasn't going to go there. Saints, I want to encourage us tonight. We are besieged by a world that has great things, that to look on them is like looking on that image. They're amazing. Some of the things in the world today are truly, it is amazing what's going on in our world today. But I would like to ask us tonight, all of us, settle some things in our hearts that we're going to give glory to the God of heaven. And I believe we have fed from these lives. These men were no special kind of men. They were men of like passions as we are. When you read over in James about Elijah, and we read the things Elijah did, and he one time an axe head floated, a steel axe head floated, all those things. You know what James tells us? That he was a man of like passions as we are. He had the same kind of feelings, the same kind of fears. Jezebel said that she was going to kill him and made certain statements, and Elijah ran for his life. And God had just done a great miracle for Elijah. But he was a man of like passions as we are. These men were also. But they were men that were willing to put their life on the line for the things that they heard. I ask the Lord to help us tonight to... I've had such a burden. And I need the Lord as we go through this. That the Lord would move upon our hearts. Because saints, if we're going to make it in the days to come, we're going to have something that's alive and that burns hotter and higher when the water's thrown on us. We should not look in fear at the things that we face. The things that we face are nothing for the God that we serve, for the God of heaven. The Lord is looking for a few people that believe that and that know that and that put their life on the line. And when it comes time to bow to the great image of the world, to bow to the things that this life has to offer, they've got it settled in their hearts that they're going to stay. We're not careful. We're not careful to answer you in this matter, O King. We know that we could save our lives by bowing to you. They didn't do that. In Acts 4, that was in Old Testament times. And you know, I look at that and I think, those were some kind of men. And yet, they just had it settled. They served God all the time. From the small things on, you read the things they ate. They were serious about serving God because at that time there was things the Lord had commanded them not to eat. In Acts 4 and 18, I want to read some scriptures here. You know, we are not the only ones that have faced times that were unfavorable. We start reading here in 4 and 18, and they called them and commanded them not to speak at all nor teach in the name of Jesus. Now, I want to tell you, we're not going to face more than they were facing. Not really. They said, don't you speak at all and don't you teach in the name of Jesus. And they knew what they meant. They knew they had already killed Jesus. They had already killed Stephen, I believe. But the Lord had just done, for them, had just worked a miracle and had done a healing that day. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye, for we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people, for all men glorified God for that which was done. For the man was above 40 years old on whom this miracle of healing was shown. And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, Thou art God. I want to tell you something, folks, tonight. Some of you may not know the Lord, but He is God. And He is God alone. And He's the same God that we read about here in this Word. When they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, Thou art God, which hast made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is, who by the mouth of Thy servant David hast said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against His Christ. They were against the Lord too. And they're going to be against us too. It's plain to see. They're already, the wrath of the world is coming against those that truly serve the Lord. Those that have the courage to stand up and speak in the name of Jesus the truth. The world is against that. For of a truth, against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken. It was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. I hope we remember these things. Your battle that you're in is not a new one. It's been lived many times before. And I know we've been kind of talking generally about what's coming upon the world. But you know what, folks? We all have those battles that seem great to us. I want to challenge us tonight. Go to the One and believe in Him that can do the work that we need done. When they prayed, it says the place was shaken. And it says they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and they spake the word of God with boldness. And you know what this was? This was water being poured on them. Don't you speak. Don't you talk of it. Don't you bring it out anywhere. You keep it right to yourself. But you know what happened? It blazed higher and hotter than ever. And it says, they spake the word of God with boldness. Saints, we have nothing to fear. We have nothing to fear because God is on our side. I thought about those old ones back there. There was a day when the Lord told His people, I want you to go into this good land that I have for you and possess it. And they sent in spies. And they came back. And they all said, it is a good land. Do we not know that the blessing of the Lord maketh rich? Do you not know the blessing of the Lord maketh rich? It does. The path of the just is as the shining light that shines brighter and brighter into the perfect day. I believe that. Because it's not contingent on what happens around us. It's contingent on our walk with God. This blazing higher and hotter is something that the Lord wants to give us. Caleb and Joshua, when they came back from that good land, they said, we are well able to take it. They saw the same things others saw. But they knew that God was with them. Folks, tonight, are we willing to... We know God is. We know He is real. Will we stake our life with Him? I know God is. And they said, we're well able to take that. And those two were the only two that went in. You know, some of us here tonight may not ever decide, I can do that. But you can. We can. If we choose to believe, if we choose to have faith, if we come to a place of prayer and we begin to seek God until He rains the oil down in our soul, I want to tell you, it'll blaze higher and it'll blaze hotter. The only thing water does to oil is it just spreads it around. The fire spreads. It goes all over the place. You don't put water on an oil fire. Because you'll just have more on your hands than you ever had before. I believe in that. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord is going to lift up a standard against him. Who hath believed our report? Who believes enough that I'll stake my life with that? I'll be one of those that lives that kind of life of faith, that takes up their way and follows the Lord. We know that in ourself and in our own, those three Hebrew children, they had some kind of connection with the Lord. And they had some kind of strong desire. But you know what? We need a connection with the Lord. If we will take that, I don't care how weak we are, when we plead to the Lord, Lord, this battle that has overwhelmed me over and over, I want You to give me the kind of strength that will make me stand in the face of it. God is able to do that for us tonight. It's because of God, it's because of the Holy Spirit that we say that we believe that. I want to look over in Acts 16 at another instance here. 16 and 19. There was a lady that there was a spirit of divination cast out of her, and it was an evil spirit. Do you know when you do good things for the Lord, not everybody appreciates it? This put Paul in a great trouble here when this happened. In verse 19 it says, "And when her masters saw that the hope of their gains was gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers." And verse 23 says, "And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely." You know, I would say that's water. I would say that's trying to throw water on your testimony. Here's some stripes for it, and it may get worse. Did Paul stop preaching? What did he do? Did he throw up his hands and say, "I don't think I can do this anymore"? Or did the fire blaze higher and hotter? Verse 24, "Who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks." He couldn't even scratch his wounds, I suppose. "And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled." You know what? I believe we're serving that same kind of God today. The word I feel like the Lord gave me was give glory to God. You know what these folks did when they were cast into prison? They began to sing praises to the Lord. That's what they began to do. And the cell could not contain that. There was an earthquake, and off came their bands and all of those things. I want to tell you something tonight. The Lord doesn't want us to motor along at a very low level of grace, barely able. God wants to give us something that burns higher and hotter when the heat is on and when the things happen. We may have a different trial than this. The Lord wants us to look up. He has some things for us. Give Him some praises. Give glory to God. Yes, I'm in a great battle. Yes, I'm in a trouble. And I'm not going to stop praising the Lord. I knew a man that had an illness, and the Lord began to move on him to testify of all the things that God had been doing for him in a service. And that began to go forth, and a spirit of faith began to work in that congregation. And do you know, that very night the Lord healed him. Healed him of that. You know what happened? He didn't give way. He didn't give way to that heat of suffering that was going on, that was so difficult and hard. He gave glory to God. I want to encourage us tonight. Give glory to God. Don't look at your battle. Look at the Lord. If Caleb would have looked at his battle, he'd have never got to look at that mountain and tell Joshua, "Now give me this mountain." You know why? Because he believed God. The Lord wants us to believe Him tonight. The Lord doesn't want us to slack back. The Lord doesn't want our fervency to be at a low ebb tonight. The Lord would like to have a mighty movement of His Spirit in our life. The Lord wants to call some of these to the work of God. He wants to call some of those, all of us, to the work. He has things He wants us to do. Are we going to slack back and say, well, I just don't think there's that much future? I want to tell you something. When God begins to move, things happen. And He can begin to move in your life and mine tonight. I've been begging the Lord, Lord, let there be a movement of Your Spirit through our people all across the land. Let there be a movement of the Spirit of God. How about our lives tonight? Are we looking at our battles and we're about to faint, by the way? Get close to the Lord. Come as one. Come together and begin to pray. Get a prayer, somebody you've got confidence in, and begin to pray. I want to tell you something. The Lord wants to pour oil on. He told the man, the interpreter did, come around behind. You know what there was around behind? There was an unseen force that was pouring oil, that was putting oil on that fire. It doesn't matter to me what we're in today. I know we're in some deep water, some of us. I know you're in things that I don't want to be in. I'm in some things some of you all wouldn't want to be in. But I will tell you what, it's not quenching the fire that burns within my breast. Praise the Lord tonight. Oh Lord, pour out upon us. Young folks, are we going to say, I don't think I can. I can't move out. I can't. Are we going to say that? The Lord wants to put His call on our lives. Oh, there's a fire that burns today. Not back then only. Today it burns. It wants to burn in your life. But you've got to get close. You've got to get up close. You've got to pay a price for it. And that price is the flesh. I want to tell you something tonight. There's a lot of people that give way to the flesh. We look back at the very beginning of Cain. Cain gave way to the flesh, didn't he? And I looked up a few of his children's things on down his posterity, and it says that Cain, he builded a city, and he called it after his son's name. That's pretty big, isn't it? He had a city after his name. There's another fellow, Jabal. He was the father of such as dwell in tents. And then there was Jubal. He was the father of all such as handle the harp and organ. And then there was Jubal Cain. He was an instructor, those who worked with brass and iron. And then Lamech. He says, I've slain a man to my wounding. That was his posterity. Then you look at Seth, and there's a man named Enoch, and it says he walked with God. He walked with God. And then there was a man named Noah on down in his line, and it says Noah was a just and perfect in his generation, and Noah walked with God. You know what, saints? We can leave our children something greater than a city named after us. We can leave our children something greater than the great wealth of the flesh, whatever that may be. That's a pretty cheap posterity. That's a pretty cheap thing to leave for our posterity tonight. I want to encourage us tonight. God has something for us. He's got something for our lives that burns, that lives, that moves, that makes us able to have boldness when we don't have any boldness. I want to tell you, I understand that one. I understand that, not wanting to speak in front of people. I understand how the flesh draws back. I know the feeling well. But you know what? God can put some oil in there, and it burns. And it burns, and it gives you boldness to do what God wants you to do. I want to encourage us, oh Lord, work in our lives tonight. Oh, saints, be up and about your life. Sinners, look to the Lord. I want to tell you, this old world isn't going to rock along forever. It's going to come to an end. It's time for us to believe. To believe enough that we put our hand in the Lord's hand and we come before Him and allow Him to work in our life. I want to read Psalm 28 a little bit in there, how David began to give glory to God. I don't want to forget that thought tonight, that we give glory to God. Give glory to God. Let our children have a heritage that they can look upon and believe and know. After Seth was alive, after a while it says, then men began to call upon the Lord. You know, the Lord would like for our posterity to have something to know about. Something to know. Grandpa, he called on the Lord. God answered his prayers. You know what happened to him? And you know what he did? And you know how bad it was? And you know what God did for him? You know what? Those are treasures. I want to encourage us tonight, leave your children some treasures. Leave them something to build their life on. Don't name a city after them. Don't do something foolish in the flesh. The flesh only brings. Cain didn't have anything to offer. At the end of the time, we don't see his posterity going on to the boat, do we? Onto the ark. No, there's going to come another day like that, not so far off. In Psalms 28 and 1, listen to this. Unto thee will I cry. This is a psalm of David. O Lord, my rock, be not silent to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. You ever felt like that? I have. You ever just felt like, Lord, if you're silent to me, it's over. I don't know what I can do. I don't see any future out there if you don't do something for me. But you look on down, and David says, blessed be the Lord, because He hath heard the voice of my supplications. How many of us are going to believe to the saving of our house? How many of us are going to believe and take the way of the Lord? The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in Him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise Him. The Lord is their strength, and He is the saving strength of His anointed. Save thy people and bless thine inheritance. Feed them also and lift them up forever. You know, David was a man that wrote these psalms, many of them. But you know, he knew what it was to feel the hurt of being hunted. He knew what it was to feel betrayed. He knew what it was to feel the many pains of his wife being taken from him. So many things David experienced. Says the Lord is their strength, and He is the saving strength of His anointing, of His anointed. You know, I want to encourage us tonight. The Lord wants to anoint our lives with His Spirit. If we're not anointed by the Spirit of God, we are open. We have a place where we're not fully protected. I believe the Lord will protect His people, but He wants us to move into the place of God's anointing upon our life. Is God's Spirit working in your life? Is He living in your heart? Is He there? Can you say, I know the Lord filled me. You know, He is the saving strength of His anointed. And I know David was anointed in a little different way there. David gave glory to God. I want to encourage us tonight. You ever been falsely accused? It hurts, doesn't it? Hurts real bad. You know what it thought will come to your mind? Retaliation. It'll come to your mind, let me tell you. Give glory to God. Give glory to God. What kind of battle are you and I in tonight? What kind of battle is your battle tonight? They're all different. Some of you have battles far different than others. Give glory to God. Believe Him. Come to Him. Get His help in those places. David said, "If thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit." You know, Jesus knew what it was to be falsely accused. Jesus said one place, He said, "Blessed are ye," this is Matthew 5, "when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven." You ever read that scripture and thought, that's a pretty big order? You ever been in that kind of a valley and then read that scripture? That's because Jesus knew that there was something called oil that He wanted to pour on His people that defied all the water that could be put on them. When the enemy comes in like a flood, folks, it's not time to get down. I just want to encourage us tonight. Give glory to God. He goes on to say, "Ye are the salt of the earth," in that same place. You know what He's talking about? He's talking about, don't lose your salt. Don't lose that thing that God put in there that burns and that has fervency and those things that God wants to give us. I want to tell you something. We're going to get hurt sometimes. Don't give place to the flesh. A lot of people I see give place to the flesh. Give glory to God. Give glory to God. Saints, that's the call that we have. Is it too great? Can we believe it that when people do us wrong, that we don't react in kind? Can we believe that God has that kind of grace? He does. I remember one time when I was I had been giving a lot of sacrifice. It was with the school, in fact, and I came to one of our parent teachers, one of our little conferences with a family, and they began to especially one of them began to complain and threaten to pull their children out and all of these things. And I will tell you, I went home. I was crushed. I was already laboring with it. It was a big sacrifice for me. But I want to tell you something. I went home and I got on my knees and I stayed for a couple of hours. And I said, "Lord, I want You to take this feeling out of me that I'm feeling. I want the right kind of feeling." I want to tell you something. One of the most real visits I ever had in my life was that night. The Lord visited me and He gave me He told me, He said, "I want you to stand like a rock." And He gave me that song, "Like a Rock in the Billows." And the Lord talked to me a while, and I want to tell you something. From then on, it was no problem at all. What happened? It wasn't something I did. I wasn't able to do that, but I want to tell you something. I know one that is able to change our heart. He's able to change those feelings. The Lord doesn't want us running around all the time with ill feelings and ill will and things. Give glory to God. We're either going to give glory to God or we're going to give glory to the flesh. People many times give glory to the flesh. They begin to give in. They begin to treat someone else in kind, to say words behind their back. Many things begin to happen. Not able to face up. You know what, saints? The Lord has a greater call for us than that. Don't want to be too late tonight. Lord, teach us, oh God, move upon our lives. Lord, help us to move out of the place that we're in, up to a higher place, up to a place where we can face our enemies and feed them with joy. Is that too much? Is that really above the Bible call? I believe it's the Bible call. I believe it's something that the place has to be shaken a little sometimes. And sometimes, I'll tell you what you have to do. Get in that place and begin to pray against yourself. Not so much with the enemy. It's not really that battle. It's here. Lord, change me. Lord, I'm giving it to You. If You'll change me, I'll give it to You. Folks, tonight, God has a place that He wants the fire to burn in our lives. Right where we're at. Right in the situation we're in. We know that we're in situations that are unthinkable sometimes, some of us. You know what we need? We need a little more oil. A little more fire put upon our life. Oh, there was an unseen one around backside that was doing something. Lord, do something in our lives today. Last night, I heard Brother Clifford Cole over here. He was talking about what will it be 75 or 100 years from now. I want to tell you something. My heart burned when he said that. I want to tell you what I hope happens. I hope some of us pass on that passion that the Lord has put deep within our breast and pass it on to our children and to those that know us. Pass on a passion that they can pass on and that they can find. Oh, saints, tonight, it's not a time to slack back or to look down or life is dim. Life is not dim. Life is not dim. I want to tell you something. Go where the oil is. Get the man around back pouring oil down your back. Pouring oil in your heart, in your life. The Lord wants to do that. He wants to do something for us. I believe that there is an awesome power in giving glory to God. There is an awesome power in giving glory to God. Oh, how we want the Lord to deal with our children, don't we? Give glory to God. There's an awesome power in that. There is a work in that. Don't say, I can't. Don't say, it's too big. What if Abraham would have said, I won't? You know what he did? He got up when God dealt with him and he moved out of that place. And I want to tell you something. We have all been blessed by that several thousand years ago. Oh, what if Noah would not have lived perfect before the Lord, as the Lord's words put it? Saul, when the Lord put His call on him, you know what he did? He ran and hid in the stuff. And the Lord had to send some, had to tell the prophet, he's hid in the stuff. And they went out there and found him. You know what, folks? Saul wasn't a real faithful man through his life. But God put His call on him. Listen, God has a call for you tonight. It may be just to a place to give up some things. I want to tell you something. Give glory to God. Believe Him. Believe He will. Believe that He'll take care of us. Don't slack in the shadows when you could be burning higher and hotter and brighter. Lord, bless each one of you tonight. Pray for me too.